You are listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network. And now, here's Mark Miller and David Moulton.
We are bursting at the seams. Top of the morning to you. How the heck are you? Miller and Moulton. MillerandMoulton.com. Miller underscore Moulton on X. Oh, baby. The NFL draft is 14 hours away. You want to know what heat culture is? Watch the game last night. That's heat culture. It's like pornography. I can't define it, but I know it when I see it. Oh, yeah. Playoff hockey. Can the Leafs and Bruins play a best of 11? If they're going to keep playing like this, make it a best of 11.
We'll take your Florida series and show you what a little hitting's about last night.
It's as if the two teams sat back in their respective hotel rooms and watched game two of the Panthers and Lightning and said, hey, you want to try that?
Let's pick it up a little bit. Right. Why don't we just pick up the pace just a little bit in this series because it was lacking a little oomph. Oh, boy.
Instead of easing into the game, how about if we just come out and throw haymakers? Ah, good stuff going on everywhere. And, man, are there some bad baseball teams. And they're still losing. This whole, hell, wait, the tide's going to turn. No, actually, they keep losing. It's the damnedest thing I've ever seen. But top of the morning to you, Mark. Look at you all dressed up in your Kraken gear.
Yeah, it was the first T-shirt on the pile. I've got to be really honest with you. It was a little later night than I expected, even though there was nothing great going on. I didn't make it for all of Kings and Oilers. I attempted to and just said, no, I can't do it. The draft's tonight. I can only do so many nights in a row of staying up. And it was about 10:30, 11 o'clock. And I said, you know, probably in my best interest to hit it.
You and I are thinking along the same lines. Okay. I bailed after like the first period of the West Coast hockey games. I said, sorry, boys. Okay. Not tonight. Got a full day tomorrow. In fact, I think I'm going to make jam in a nap today.
Oh, there's, I mean, I woke up thinking about the nap that I'm going to take after this show.
Yeah, live Miller and Moulton, twitch.tv on the Miller and Moulton channel. There you go, 8 o'clock tonight. We'll be doing our draft coverage. We analyze the picks, but we think forward. And we think multiple picks forward. What should teams be thinking here? So-and-so better move up if they want to get that corner. So-and-so better move up if they want to get that tackle.
Uh-oh, here comes the run on wide receivers. What does exactly. that mean for Pittsburgh? Whatever the case may be.
You got it. So, our guy Bud Elliott, all right, just subtly chimed in on X last night, in which he just said, you know, watched a lot of film on Brian Thomas. He's really good against bad teams and bad defenses. And then he said, Alabama, Missouri, all right, and mentioned one other, and a Florida State until they put a freshman on him in the fourth quarter. Yeah, he didn't do squat. So he said, I'm just saying.
Really good player.
Yep.
High ceiling, but right now doesn't see in him what he sees in some of the others.
Yep. So he doesn't think the wide receiver class goes 4 at the elite level. He thinks maybe it's 3, and then it's 10, 12 guys that are all in the same pile. So that's the beauty of this sucker. It's tonight, and everybody's going to get the draft right. Everybody.
Except your team, whoever your team is.
And see, usually it's like with congressmen and women. You know, Congress sucks, except my guy, you know, or my gal. They're fine. They're pretty good. No. I keep voting for them. But, man, let me tell you, the other 400 and something, they're awful. Throw them all out. Okay? The draft's exactly opposite. Man, I like so-and-so. Your team?
By the way, you know, since Goodell did so well, at least in my opinion, with his Q rating with Eminem in the commercials, does he have Eminem walk out with him tonight to prevent the booing? I mean, This is the one city. Right now, Detroit is on such a high of their team. It is the one place where Goodell could possibly not get booed. If you really think about it, David.
It's a great point, Mark. In fact, I'll be a little surprised if Goodell doesn't get a standing ovation. The city of Detroit, and Trent can attest, okay, right now, is so happy. What's that movie that we like, the Tom Hanks movie? Okay, make it peppy, make it snappy.
Oh, That thing you do.
That thing you do. Okay, and the one drummer, okay, he runs off to Vegas to get married. Not the drummer, he played the bass or whatever. Okay, and he's standing there and the confetti's falling down on him and he just goes, I'm just so happy. Right, that's the whole city of Detroit right now.
It really is.
Even Paula, who goes as Detroit Paula, in our Twitch chat room, capital letters, we are happy, with 3 exclamation points.
Yes! Gotta love it. The positivity is leaking from the Motor City.
And so that's just it. I mean, can you get Paula and Trent, a.k.a. Zach Wilson, all right, can you get them to boo Goodell? I don't think they have it in them. They're just so happy.
It's all on how it starts, because he, you know, they'll want to boo, because people have been grown accustomed to booing Goodell in this situation. It's what the early returns are, because they're, you know, people are followers at these events, David. They don't lead, they follow.
Here's what I think's going to happen. All right, the draft and whatever, and Goodell gets announced, and I actually think the first 3 seconds are going to be cheers, and then the people who are going to elbow their friends and go, no, we're supposed to boo Goodell. Wait, what? Oh, boo. I think we're going to start with 3 to 5 seconds of a crescendo of cheers, okay, and then we're going to go to boos. Either that, or if he gets a standing ovation, we're going to have the draft in Detroit every year for the rest of Goodell's tenure. You know, they had it in New York forever. Moved it from the basement of a hotel to Radio City Music Hall. I mean, you know, what the heck? I mean, for the amount of money that the Lions owners are charging their season ticket holders, you know, Detroit can just keep antsying up for the draft.
What an event this league has created. I mean, just what you described, from the basement of a hotel to Radio City Music Hall to now being auctioned off to the highest bidder to host the draft. A 3-day event for people to select, to walk up and read a name off of a card.
Yep. In the second round, it's former greats of each team. And of course, you know, you've got the annual Drew Pearson doing the pick for the Cowboys, in which he makes a big spiel. And before he makes the pick, he does, how about them Cowboys? Okay. Yep. We're ready, Drew. And with the 56th pick of the 2024 NFL Draft,
the Dallas Cowboys select Spencer Rattler, quarterback.
Quarterback, South Carolina. So,
Jerry was talking yesterday.
Oh, man. That's all Jerry does. He's good at it.
But he says nothing. He talks, but he says nothing.
Well,
word
salad.
You're
not supposed to say something right before the draft. I mean, you're really, that's the whole thing. These teams sit down 2-3 days before the draft, and they do their state of the team draft thing. Well, what are they going to say? Who are you guys taking? We're taking Drake May. No, that's not how it works.
I understand, but he went on and on about Dak, and it's
right.
He's terrific.
He said he wanted to see a couple more cards played, right?
Right. You do know he started 8 years for you, right? I mean, do you need to see more? I mean, honestly, like in our Twitch chat room yesterday, when we had JP Shadrick on from the Jags Radio Network, and I brought up Dak in comparison with Trevor Lawrence. It's like, listen, we know Trevor's talented. We know he's good, but we want him to get out of the Dak Prescott, Kirk Cousins classification. Now, you and I are higher on Cousins than most people. But, and somebody in our Twitch chat room was like, Dak finished second for an MVP and what have you. And it's like, yeah, Dak's been in the league 8 years. Trevor, three. You know, I could understand if Jarrah was saying what he's saying about Trevor Lawrence before signing him to that second contract for a quarter of a billion or more. But what more do you think you need to see from Dak?
You've seen it.
I mean, he just hasn't been in the league 8 years. He has started for 8 years. You know, this isn't a Rich Gannon who 8 years in the league had, you know, sprinkle a little this. Figure Trent would like that. Sprinkle. Okay. Sprinkle a little Vikings, sprinkle a little Chiefs, but hadn't really been given a full-fledged opportunity. And finally, Gruden and the Raiders said, you know, I think you're a player. And in his early 30s, he's league MVP. Oh, Dak started damn near every game of his career. Remember, Romo got hurt in the preseason of Dak's rookie year. What more do you need to see?
You don't need to see any more. But Jarrah's constantly asked about the contract and the quarterback, and he just spews from the mouth until he's done talking. And it's one gigantic circle.
I love, if you're a Cowboys fan, like Jarrah's talking about what a great offseason they've had. Okay. And are you sitting home? Is this kind of like you're married and you look at your spouse and they're talking, no, we're great financially. And you have the checkbook in front of you. And you go, it's funny. It says here $43.81. Am I missing something?
Well, David, of course it was a great offseason. They went all in.
Right. And that's another thing. No. I put the whole paycheck in the account. Really? It says $43.81. What am I missing? All right. So that's
and Dak's still under the same contract. CeeDee Lamb's not under a new contract. And Micah Parsons still not under a new contract. So
No, it's all good. Nothing to see here. We're fine. Here's what I love. Dak's a free agent at the end of this year. They can't franchise tag him. And if he leaves and goes somewhere else, do you know what his cap hit is on the Cowboys next year because of how many times they've reworked his contract? Dak's going to count $40 million on their cap next year, even if he's playing in Vegas. Enough about Dak. We got to come up with a poll question involving like your team tonight in the draft. Think about it. Come on, Zach Wilson. Come up with something for us, okay? Do something this week for Miller and Moulton, okay?
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, exclusively on the Florida Sports Network.
21 minutes past the hour. T-minus 13 hours and 39 minutes. If you were bringing someone from another country and they were visiting the United States for the first time and they were observing this country of ours today and tonight, what do you think their conclusion would be?
Not good. They would think that this is the most moronic country on the planet. I mean, if you really step back and look at how excited we get, how many people watch Roger Goodell read names off of a card.
Correct.
Man,
yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. That's it. That's what we needed. I mean, listen, Trent, a.k.a. Zach Wilson, and for those that don't know, earlier in the week we had a poll question, all because of the quarterback draft class of 2021, where five were taken in the first 15, and four of the five have already been traded or released from the teams that drafted them just 3 years ago. And so we said, of those four quarterbacks traded or released, which one would you give a second chance to? Now, we put Zach Wilson on the list as a courtesy, because he was technically one of the four. But we've all seen the last 3 years. He's the worst quarterback that we've ever seen in the NFL. Although Mark nominates Nathan Peterman.
I really do, David.
Okay. But he was a mid-round pick and was not never the designated starter anywhere. He was always the prospect quarterback, but I hear you. Five interceptions and a half, that gets you on the short list of worst quarterbacks in NFL history. I'll grant you that. But no one is going to say, you know who I'd really think? Okay, I think I want to give Zach Wilson a second shot, except our beloved Trent Baalle. He was that guy. For the longest time, Zach had one vote in the poll question. It was Trent. And
finished
so I've
few,
called him
right?
Zach Wilson for the rest of the week. Actually, that's after we fired him. Okay, he's working on borrowed time. Interviews will begin next week. Jobs posted on LinkedIn. Okay, so back to the draft.
And I was not one who used to watch the draft. Even when we did this show, when the draft was on the weekend, I used to mock David for spending his entire weekend in the house while they read names off of a card, because I could get up in the morning and go, oh, let's see, Caleb Williams went to the Bears, Jaden Daniels went to Washington. Oh, wow, look at that.
Right.
Drake May goes to the Patriots. It's all right there. You don't need to watch this, except we do.
Oh, yeah. And remember, Miller and Moulton, one of our finer moments. The NFL announced they were going to move this sucker from noon on Saturday and put round one in prime time and then rounds two and three in prime time. What morons. What idiots. What a stupid idea this is. You finally get the draft to become an event, and now you're going to ruin it. Boy, we are on the cutting edge, aren't we?
We really are.
Yep, we've got a lot of foresight. We can really see the future. Mm-hmm.
Now the draft is up for bid.
Yep. From not just cities, but hell, if they put it up for bid for networks. Networks would bid for it, too.
Well, it's on, but it's on, well, three networks. I mean, because ABC has their own draft coverage, ESPN and NFL Network.
Right, that's true. Three different coverages of the same guy announcing the same players.
And
the same teams.
If you're on X, you're going to find out the pick anywhere between 3 and 5 minutes before Roger Goodell announces it.
It's not as bad as Woj in the NBA draft, though.
Well, Woj now has sold out. Woj won't release the picks beforehand, but he used to, yes. So now you have Shams is the one who gives you the picks 3 to 5 minutes before they actually happen in the NBA. 10 minutes, by the way, in between picks tonight. That's it. 10 minutes. Second round at 7. Then it's like 6, 5. And then they move this sucker along. They're like Rob Manfred in Major League Baseball. Let's keep shortening the pitch clock. Come on.
Yeah, ABC has demanded that they start their local news no later than 11:30.
And when you think about it, 32 teams, 10 minutes, that's 320 minutes. You know, that's that could be 5 hours. So, yeah, we got to come on. Let's move this sucker along. Let's go.
I mean, will it be over before the day ends is really the question you have to ask yourself.
Here's my question. Will ABC pull a CBS? And while Goodell is walking up to the podium to make the final selection of the draft of the first round for the Chiefs, will they break away and go to a weather promo and your late local news? Wouldn't that be great?
With Piano Man in the background?
But I mean, if with either the Niners or the Chiefs on the clock at 31 or 32, if all of a sudden that was it, the guy in the master control room, ABC hits the switch and you see all the recorded local news promos coming up on your late local news after the draft. People are screaming all over the country. What do you mean after the draft? Draft's still going on. Especially in Kansas City. Okay. We'll tell you who the Chiefs picked. Okay. It's like, now they're picking now. But I'm just curious, don't you think tonight is a mirror to us as a society? And what is it that the mirror is telling us? Because you and I, minutes ago, this is celebration. Hell, we're doing 3-4 hours of extra work for free. We're so happy.
Right, for free. And I want everybody to understand how much that I am against that as a general principle. And yet, I get excited to work for free tonight.
Right. We're not going to make a damn thing tonight.
Yes, we will.
Well, you get to drink on the job, too.
Adam will be in there, and he'll tip us like a dollar like he always does.
Well, that's true. That's true. There's three or four people who every time they throw us a buck. Okay.
So yeah, we'll make we'll make Trent money tonight. We'll make enough for a $5 bet on the Hard Rock app. That's my goal.
Yep. We'll make enough for a couple drinks at that tiki bar and go home for some ramen noodles. Yep. That's true.
Living the dream.
But yeah, tonight for us is kind of like being a bartender at Dollar Molson night. And you're like, oh boy. Oh boy. A lot of $5 bills, four drinks, and a beer, and a dollar. Okay, here we go. And I have to add it up tonight.
But you're right. It's a celebration.
It is. We are proud. Okay, us sports fans, we are proud of tonight. Yes. We are celebrating the drafting of players who could be tremendous busts.
Who the odds are, every third guy will be a bust. Right?
Sometimes more. If you just go by first round picks who get their fifth year options picked up, oftentimes it's 1/3 to 40% of them don't even get their fifth year option picked up. Think about that.
But tonight's the night when your team will change. You're going to get over the hump tonight.
Right.
And tomorrow and Saturday. This is the difference. Teams, David, are built through the draft.
Yeah.
Right, Rams?
My team's not screwing it up. Not my team. You're talking about all those other teams. My congressman doesn't suck. Your congressman and everybody else's sucks.
My guy, he's great.
He's terrific. I'm voting for him again. I don't know how we're in this mess. The starting five. There's actually a few other things going on in the sports world. We'll talk about it next.
You're listening to Miller and Moulton, only on the Florida Sports Network.
22 minutes before the top of the hour. In our 8 o'clock Eastern hour, Chris Perkins to talk Dolphins in the draft, Roy Cummings to talk Bucks and the draft. You can text in your thoughts about the draft at 21,000. If you've never texted us before, the first time you do that, you need to type in a keyword, FSN Radio. That's the keyword, FSN Radio. That gets you through the security gate, so to speak, and then you're in. Then you live in the country club. You're a member. You go to that, gate, and it just goes up automatically. 21,000. And we're live on Twitch, twitch.tv/Miller and Moulton. You can comment in the Twitch chat room. Join the party. It's a rowdy group, though, just to let you know. If you're going to join, be prepared. It's not a quiet card game, if you know what I mean. Time now for
the Starting Five. Five stories you need to know. It's the Starting Five on Miller and Moulton. Here's number one.
Well, number one's the NFL draft. It's tonight, baby. Why do I sound like John Forslund all of a sudden? That's hockey, baby. Maybe it's because I'd love to be John Forslund. I don't know. 8 o'clock tonight, Detroit. Bears on the clock. Yeah, Chicago, Arizona, Minnesota. They're the teams with two first-round picks. Houston, Cleveland, Carolina. They're the teams with no first-round picks. The Lions are picking 29th, but they made news yesterday. Some guys got paid. First, wide receiver Amon-Ra St. Brown He got a four-year, $120 million extension, 77 of it guaranteed. That's the most guaranteed money that's ever been given to a wide receiver in NFL history. He'll enjoy that for about, I don't know, 5 days probably before one of the other guys get paid. But that's okay. Good for him. That's $30 million a year, man. That's money. That is getting paid. And then Penei Sewell, 4 for $112. That's 28 a year. But 85 of that is guaranteed. Actually, less money than the wide receiver, more guaranteed money than the wide receiver. Here's a question I have for the both of you. When you're paying that guy that much money, do you feel pressure to move him to left tackle?
Yes.
Yeah.
But the left tackle's pretty good. He ain't Penei Sewell, but he's pretty good.
Taylor
you know
Decker.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Plus, also against certain teams, like against the Niners, when they played him in the NFC title game. Well, Bosa lined up across from Sewell the whole game. Well, Bosa got a sack and a pressure. It wasn't against Sewell. It was when they blitzed, and Sewell had to pick up somebody else. And that's the only time Bosa got on the stat sheet. When Bosa was lining up against Sewell, he didn't do squat. And Mark, you know, there are a couple of college teams who kind of rotate tackles all the time, depending on the play and the matchups and what have you. I'm just wondering, if you're paying Penei Sewell that much money.
Well, it's left tackle money. It was, the, you know, David, it was the first thing I thought when I saw the contract. I'm like, that's a lot of money for a right tackle.
It is. It's a ton of money for a right tackle. Cowboys, by the way, they pick up the fifth-year option on Micah Parsons. So he's under contract for this year and next. Next year, he'll make a little over $21 million. Bengals do the same with wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase. He'll make just under $22 million next year. Speaking of the Bengals, Trey Hendrickson, their excellent defensive end, he says, yeah, I want to trade. So him and T. Higgins both want out. The Bengals immediately said, we're ignoring him. No, they did. That, they went publicly. They said, he can wish for whatever he wants. He ain't going anywhere. Okay. The Ravens, got to be able to read my own handwriting. They gave a two-year extension to wide receiver Rashad Bateman, which is interesting because most people thought they were going to trade him and that he's been a disappointment. And it's a surprise to the Saints, but offensive lineman James Hurst retired on him yesterday. He started 51 games at center, at guard or tackle the last 4 years. And he's 32 years old, 10 years in the league. And he said, yeah, I'm done. They went, I'm sorry, what? So did you see the Bears little press event they had yesterday? Totally unrelated to the draft.
Right. Little. That's an interesting word you use, little press event.
Right. And by little press event, it was a big to-do, in which they unveiled their $5 billion proposal for a new dome stadium next to their current one. Yeah. And the mayor of Chicago's totally behind it and said no new taxes. This will not cost the taxpayers of Chicago any additional money.
Really?
That's his story, and he's sticking to it.
$5 billion on the lakefront. It's not going to cost the taxpayers a dime. Okay.
Bears apparently are going to throw in $2 billion of the $5. That's what they say. One other football note. Reggie Bush got his Heisman back. So now Manziel and RG3 and those guys that said they were going to boycott the Heisman Trophy ceremony from now on until he gets his Heisman back. Well, he gets his Heisman back. Here's my question. If we're giving Heismans back, do we start giving back wins for coaches? Do we start giving back national championships and Final Four appearances that have been vacated? I'm serious.
One body has nothing to do with the other. The Heisman has nothing to do with the NCAA, though, David.
But I understand. Technically, you're right. But Don't you think the Heisman is a lot like the Baseball Hall of Fame? Major League Baseball does not run the Baseball Hall of Fame. But when Major League Baseball wants someone in or out of the Hall of Fame, guess what happens? That someone gets in or out. Major League Baseball put a lot of pressure on the folks that run the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown to change the rules so that Pete Rose would never even get voted on.
I got you.
Okay, but I'm asking you that if you're the NCAA, then you're Charlie Baker. And they, let's just say they did this.
I would give them all back, and you know that I would.
Okay. But I'm wondering now that if you're the NCAA and you, this probably is not something that you're in favor of. But that, you know, the Downtown Athletic Club, the Heisman Trophy, they did it. By the way, he's suing them. It goes to court Monday. Reggie Bush. I don't think there's a coincidence as to why they did this now. But I'm just wondering, if you're the NCAA, do you then go, well, God, if they're giving the Heisman back, should we, you know, give Florida State that indoor track and field championship back?
That was about grades. So, I mean, I there are different circumstances, but I think the basketball ones, when it talks about recruiting, and that should all go back. Yes.
Louisville's national title 11 years ago?
Fab Five, yes.
You know, Fab Five, UMass, Memphis, Final Four appearances, they can, you know, put the banners back up. How about the coaches? Wins taken away from numerous big-time coaches for various reasons. I'm just curious. I mean, just how much are we, you know, going to rewrite here? Do. NBA. The Celtics in game one hit 22 threes. And we're like, well, no one's going to do that again. That's an unbelievable number. Yeah, the Heat hit 23 threes last night. Shot 54% from beyond the arc. Held Boston to 40 points in the second half. The Heat went into Boston without Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier and beat the Celtics 111-101. You say whatever. Spoelstra's the best damn coach in the league, okay? Can we just stop? That baby is done. You got to be kidding me.
David, it's not close either.
No. He's playing chess and everybody else playing checkers. That's ridiculous.
And if you wanted to say Greg Popovich, I'd tell you it's not 2014 anymore. You know, I mean, it's a new day.
Right.
Popovich,
when he doesn't have a stacked lineup, ain't winning squat. Spo's going in there without Jimmy Butler and Terry Rozier and beating a 65-win team. OKC beat New Orleans 124-92 to lead that series. Two spit SGA with 33. Three playoff games tonight. Orlando, a 1.5-point favorite at home against Cleveland. Sixers, 4.5-point favorite at home against the Knicks. Lakers, 1.5-point favorite at home against Denver, despite losing 10 straight to them. Hockey, Bruins were 3 in the third. Brad Marchand had 2 of them. He had the game winner, and then he had the empty netter. Bruins 4-2. They lead the series 2-1. Dallas had the best record in the West, and they just lost 2 at home to Vegas. Maybe that's why Vegas is the defending cup champion, huh? Jack Eichel, goal and assist. 3-1 Vegas. And the Kings in overtime. Anze Kopitar, the game winner. 5-4 LA. That series with Edmonton tied at 1-1. Panthers and Lightning tonight. Along with Carolina and the Islanders, the road teams are up 2-0. Baseball, Curtis Meade, a 2-run homer in the 6th. Rays beat the Tigers 7-5 to get back to 500. Marlins scored 2 in the 9th on an error to tie it. Lost to the Braves in 10, 4-3. They're 6-20 on the season. Speaking of bad teams, the White Sox have lost 6 in a row. They're 3-21. 3-21. That's a 125 winning percentage. Minnesota doubled them up 6-3. Houston 7-18. They lost to the Cubs, who scored 4 in the first, 4-3. Padres over the Rockies 5-2. Colorado 6-19. You paying attention to these records here? 6-20, 3-21, 7-18, 6-19. Man, some bad baseball. Connor Wong, 2 homers for Boston, 8-0 over Cleveland. Mets snap a 3-game losing streak, 8-2 over the Giants. Cards, 5-1 over the D-backs. Trout hit his major league leading 10th homer, but the Orioles beat the Angels 6-5. Brewers are in first thanks to a 3-2 win over the Pirates. Reds with 4-6 beat the Phillies 7-4. Yankees got homers from Judge, Rizzo, and Soto in beating Oakland 7-3. Dodgers, have you paid attention to Ohtani? No, not his gambling.
Look at you.
He had three doubles last night. He's hitting 371. 11-2 over Washington. KC 3-2 over Toronto. Texas back in first. They beat Seattle 5-1. Golf, PGA Tour. They're going to start handing out money to all the guys who didn't jump to LIV as a thank you. No, seriously, they're taking a few hundred million of the money that's been invested.
Right, and just giving it to players.
They're giving Tiger Woods getting $100
million. $100 million for not playing golf, just for being Tiger Woods.
For being loyal, Mark. Loyalty. It's a hell of a thank you card. $100 million. Rory's getting $50. Spieth and JT are each getting $30. It all depends on your resume, apparently. That's what they said. And finally, an IndyCar, and I know nobody cares, but the 500's coming up in a month. So remember the St. Pete Grand Prix 2 months ago? Remember? We had a live interview from it as they were qualifying in the whole deal. Yeah. So Joseph Newgarden won it. Yeah, they stripped him of the win yesterday. Apparently, they found out that Team Penske, manipulated the push-to-pass system.
They manipulated the push-to-pass system?
Right.
No!
I know.
How are we going to go? You know what? Cancel the damn draft.
Well, it is cheating. I mean, they.
Right. It's the push to pass.
Yeah. It's Mark. It's kind of like if.
That's what I do when I change channels. I push to.
Mark, to me, it's like the equivalent of the driving through the toll and not paying it.
Ironically, I'm still waiting for a lot of bills because I don't have one of those SunPass things on my truck, I realize, and I've had to go through tolls, and they say they'll make you pay by plate. It's been months.
Well, sometimes it takes 3-4 months.
It'll get you.
Just so you know.
They'll get you.
It'll cost you about $250 every time that you didn't pay, just so you know. But anyway, Newgarden stripped of the win.
No!
The three Penske drivers Newgarden. DQ'd. And Pato O'Ward, who finished second, ends up being declared the winner of the
He's a bum!
Whatever you do, you don't manipulate the push to pass. Yeah. It's kind of like, I don't know. It's like when Batman fired up the car. Okay, you're not allowed to, that last one where the flames come out the back. You're not allowed to do that. Only in designated parts of the race. You can't just be going around the corner to 7-Eleven to buy lottery and use the push to pass, basically. So anyway. I'll never
watch Indy again after this incident.
That was the starting the hour five that was. Every weekday morning at this time on Miller and Moulton.
I'm done. I'm done. It's over for me.
I knew I shouldn't have mentioned it. It's a legit story. It involves something that we covered, but I
It's the push to pass, David! The push to pass!